Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel reading, Mark chapter 10, 46 through 52, is cram-packed full of good stuff. The first thing that comes to mind as I was reading this was, and walk with me on this journey, Palm Sunday. Now, the reason that it triggered an idea about Palm Sunday is, first, Jesus is on a road leaving Jericho and generally in the direction of Jerusalem. He's followed by a crowd with his disciples, and they're following along, and then there comes some shouting, not from the crowd this time, but from a single man on the side of the road. He shouts something very similar, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," rather than "Hosanna, Son of David," which is "rescue me" or "save me, Son of David." So there's some similarities. He throws off his cloak, and it ends up somewhere along the road as he's heading towards Jesus. Lots of similarities between this and Palm Sunday, sort of a preview, a sneak peek of Palm Sunday. The other sort of trivia thing, and maybe not so much trivia as it is an indicator of what's going on here, and that's the man, the blind man, Bartimaeus is his name, the son of Timaeus, which is just a translation of Bartimaeus. Bar always is son in Hebrew. Timaeus is the name. But the name isn't Hebrew. The name Timaeus is Greek. So he has Greek heritage and Hebrew heritage or Jewish heritage. So he is Bar, son of Timaeus. This is really incredible. This man was not born blind. He's not the man who was born blind. That's a different man in the Gospels. This man could see at one time. And the reason we know this is because he asks Jesus to restore his sight, or so that he could recover his sight. He had been able to see, but had lost his sight along the way. There's lots of similarities here. Lots of interesting things. The question then I ask, and for us to consider, is who follows Jesus? Because Palm Sunday, we have a crowd who is shouting. We have the disciples, and we have the Pharisees, and we have Jesus. But it's difficult to see, really, who follows Jesus. Because the crowds could mean anything. There's all sorts of crowds in Scripture. There's good crowds and there's bad crowds, right? And they always say you don't want to fall in with a bad crowd. So we want to make sure that we understand which kind of crowd this is. This is a crowd of people following Jesus out of Jericho. Whatever he was doing and the business he had there, we don't know, but he leaves Jericho with a great crowd following behind him or walking with him. So who's in the crowd? We don't know. Just as we didn't really know who was alongside the road when Jesus was coming into town in Palm Sunday. We don't know who was all in that crowd. There could have been anybody in that crowd. There were good crowds and bad crowds. Now, there's something wrong with this crowd, though. When Bartimaeus cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," what does the crowd try and do? This is how we know it's not the best kind of crowd. The crowd tries to silence him. Quiet. They rebuke him. A blind beggar, a blind man sitting by the side of the road, no harm to anybody, calling out to Jesus for help, and the crowd says, "No, you don't get help from Jesus." This is not a good crowd. This is not a good crowd. The man cries out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd at this point has to step aside because Jesus then calls the man to him, heals him, and sends him on his way. So now, who's following Jesus? The crowd? Well, they're tagging along. I won't necessarily say that they're following Jesus because they're obviously not kind of clued into what he's supposed to be doing here on this earth, because they're trying to keep away the very people that need his help. The crowd has done this before. The disciples usually are involved in this, especially when they were bringing children to Jesus, and the disciples rebuked the people who were bringing their children to Jesus by saying, "Stay away, he's too busy for you." Crowds often get it wrong. Crowds keep away people who need Jesus' help. But Jesus knows who's following him and who's not. He rebukes the crowd at one point when he says, "You're just following me to look for the next free meal. You got free bread when I fed people on the mountain, and now you want the next free meal. That's the only reason you're following me." He knows. He knows who follows him and who doesn't. He knows whom he has called to follow him. The crowd that follows Jesus, well, they don't really know why they're following him. But that's not to say that there are some in the crowd who do. If we look at who Jesus has interacted with this whole time along, who could we guess? Who could we figure out would be following him? Well, we know one, Bartimaeus, blind beggar, man who went blind throughout whatever his life gave him, and now Jesus says, "Go on your way." Well, he doesn't really have a way, so now Jesus is his way. It's a good way to have. The lame who had been healed, they may still be carrying their mats as they follow Jesus. The deaf who couldn't hear, as Jesus healed them and opened their ears, now they can hear what Jesus has to say. Even those who are demon-possessed oftentimes wanted to follow Jesus. The man in Mark chapter 5 in Gennesaret, when he goes over the lake to cast out this demon, this group of demons who had taken over this man's life, he gets saved from them by Jesus, and he wants badly to follow Jesus. Well, Jesus calls him to another following, and that's as an evangelist, to go to his community and tell people what Jesus has done for him. He follows Jesus. There were those in Bartimaeus, the Greek, the Jew, they followed Jesus. The Greeks who sought signs, the Jews who wanted all of these other explanations, they follow Jesus. So who follows Jesus? The answer is whomever Jesus calls to follow him. They may not fit in with the crowd. In fact, oftentimes they stand out from the crowd, like the leper standing by the side of the road, cast out from society, wrapped in bandages. "Have mercy on us, Son of David," they cry. And Jesus heals them, and the one returns to follow him. So those in the crowd aren't always the in group. In fact, the crowd that follows Jesus is often an out group. So who follows Jesus? Those whom Jesus calls. Do you follow Jesus? It's a good question, and we can say sometimes I feel like I do, and other times I don't feel like I do, and sometimes I am on fire and going strong, and then other times not so much. Yeah, it's the way it is following Jesus. But the good thing is that those who follow Jesus are those whom Jesus calls, not the ones who always get it right, not the ones who say the right words, not the ones who have been with the crowd from the beginning, not the ones who seem to have it all together. The ones who follow Jesus are the one whom Jesus calls. So then we ask, has Jesus called us? Well, certainly he has. We say in our catechism, we've studied this, he has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and keeps me in the one true faith. We believe that, we say that. So has Jesus called us? Yes, he has. Through the word spoken, the word proclaimed, through the body and the blood, through the waters of baptism, through faith, Jesus calls us. And we follow. Do we always get it right? No. Do we sometimes put roadblocks in other people's ways? Boy, we try not to, but I know it happens. But we still follow Jesus because he calls us to. You don't really get to opt out once Jesus calls us. I mean, there are challenges and there are things that can get in the way. There are things that can slow down that following Jesus. And yes, perhaps there are even things that can derail. But Jesus promises that he will remain faithful. He will be the one who holds on to us as he has called us, enlightened us, and sanctified us. So do we follow Jesus? Yeah. Yeah, we do. We follow him this morning to hear in church. We follow him to the rail to receive his body and blood. And then, as the crowds followed him leaving Jericho, we follow him heading out these doors into the wilderness around us. We follow him wherever he leads, wherever he guides. We hear his voice and we follow. Amen.